I'm Dr. Joey Fawcett.
And I'm Jane Cresswell.
Coaching you to work faith positive.
And increase your faith.
With greater joy at work.
So you love God and others more.
So what did you experience last week asking yourself those three questions?
What pulls me away?
What am I worked up over?
What is Jesus saying to me?
And you set your clock to God's time of the way instead of the world.
Time is your ally instead of your enemy when you identify how the negative world influences you.
Pulls you away from your divine design into the busyness of kitchen-like activities, just like it did Martha.
Pushes you to get worked up over nothing and fussing too much like Martha.
And instead, you choose to listen to what Jesus says to you at work.
Hanging on his every word, like Mary did.
That's the better way.
Ephesians 2, 1 through 10 is our focal scripture passage this month.
Now let's discover Paul's second strategy for making time your ally at work instead of your enemy.
Set your clock to God's time of grace instead of guilt.
Paul writes in Ephesians 2, 7.
Now God has us where he wants us.
With all the time in this world and the next.
To shower grace and kindness upon us in Jesus Christ.
So what is it about grace?
What is it about grace that when you set your clock to it instead of guilt, makes time your ally instead of your enemy?
Ever feel guilty about not getting everything done at work?
A guilt that beats you down, makes you less productive, and is such a burden, you wonder if you'll ever get it all done.
Such guilt over undone work is really sinful.
Much like trying to be good enough to save yourself from sin.
And yet, you know you need Jesus.
Paul writes in Romans 5, 20 and 21 about why you want to set your clock to God's time of grace instead of guilt.
Sin didn't and doesn't have a chance in competition with the aggressive forgiveness we call grace.
When it's sin versus grace, grace wins hands down. All sin can do is threaten us with death, and that's the end of it.
Grace, because God is putting everything together again through the Messiah, invites us into life.
A life that goes on and on and on, world without end.
So what is it about grace that when you set your clock to it instead of guilt, makes time your ally instead of your enemy?
First, Paul says grace wows.
He refers to grace as aggressive forgiveness.
I like that translation and have never really thought of grace as aggressive forgiveness.
So how can you forgive aggressively and wow your coworkers with grace?
And show them that your clock is set to God's time.
How about when a teammate is late to work?
Of course, you have to affect behavior change when it's chronic lateness.
But what about an occasional lateness?
Do you ask, is everything okay? You're usually on time except for today.
And show a compassionate grace that aggressively forgives.
What about when a project runs behind schedule?
It seems like everything takes longer than it should, right?
How do you wow with grace and move the team forward to completion?
So what can you do to offer a helping hand to make up that lost time?
Can you reorder your day to pitch in and get the team back on schedule when someone is out or running behind?
You cause others to really take notice and say, wow, when you offer grace instead of guilt.
Your coworkers wonder what's different about your perspective and ask you about how you set your clock.
And that's when you tell them about your relationship with Jesus.
Jesus is the ultimate example of aggressive forgiveness.
First, you set your clock to God's time to grace instead of guilt and make time your ally instead of your enemy because grace wows.
Second, grace wins.
Paul writes, when it's sin versus grace, grace wins hands down.
Giving your teammates the grace of aggressive forgiveness about time is risky business.
Yeah, it makes you vulnerable to their abuse.
They might mistake your grace for weakness and take advantage of your graciousness.
And be honest, didn't you think about that when we talked a moment ago about how grace wows?
You thought, yeah, but if I'm gracious about someone being late or behind schedule, that might send the wrong message that start times aren't important and deadlines don't matter.
Mm-hmm. Paul says that when it comes to ways people might take advantage of you, that is sin versus grace, grace wins hands down.
So what does that look like for grace to win hands down in your workplace?
So instead of an environment in which the team beats itself up with guilt due to missed deadlines,
team members ask, what else do I need to take into account to give a better time estimate for when I'll finish my project?
And rather than feeling guilty about being late because you took on too much work, you ask, what stops me from telling people no?
And what are my criteria for saying yes and no?
So do you hear how grace wins right there?
You're able to move forward and achieve better results because rather than get stuck in guilt, grace wins.
And you prompt your coworkers to do the same without guilt and in grace.
You set your clock to God's time of grace instead of guilt and make time your ally instead of your enemy because grace wins.
So first, grace wows.
Second, grace wins.
And third, you set your clock to God's time of grace instead of guilt and make time your ally instead of your enemy because grace woos.
Paul writes, grace, because God is putting everything together again through the Messiah, invites us into life.
A life that goes on and on and on, world without end.
Grace invites you, woos you into life.
Guilt warps you into thinking that life is death, a death sentence.
I owe, it's off to work I go.
So put your head down and work, joining the working dead of zombies, just punching a clock.
The negative world's clock, where up to 75% of workers are dissatisfied.
Spending 70% of their waking hours at work.
That sounds more like death than life.
The working dead produced by the guilt of the negative world.
Instead, Paul says grace woos you into life.
Yes, grace invites you into a life of working with satisfaction and purpose.
Grace invites you into a life of working from your divine design in response to your calling.
So you accept the grace God offers you at work, which helps you move forward to setting your clock to God's time and make time your ally.
You can offer grace at work because of the grace that God gives you.
God woos you, invites you into life instead of death at work.
Let's get really honest for a minute.
Mm-hmm. We all mess up at some time or other.
We all waste time sometimes.
We all overcommit at times and are late for meetings, late for projects.
We all have the same 24 hours each day.
And we all choose how to invest those hours.
Rooted in our perspective on time.
Is time your ally or your enemy?
Paul says the difference between life and death, ally and enemy, is working in the belief that time belongs to God.
The Messiah Jesus is the one in control of time.
And the best hope you have for making time your ally is to set your clock to grace instead of guilt.
Invest every tick and tock of the clock according to the faith positive work style Christ calls you to.
Working out of your divine design for God's glory and in service to your teammates, customers, and suppliers.
You set your clock to God's time of grace instead of guilt and make time your ally instead of your enemy because grace woos you into life.
Now let's do some activities to help you discover specific tactics for how to set your clock to grace instead of guilt.
Download your handout, Set Your Clock to Grace, from this page right after this video finishes.
Answer the questions and do the activities so when you gather with your Faith Positive Fellowship, you can share what it is about grace that helps you make time your ally.
Grace wows.
Or grace wins.
Or grace woos.
Remember to download the MP3 audio of this video to listen again so you keep your clock set to God's time.
Of grace instead of guilt.
Next week, we talk together about the third strategy to make time your ally at work. Set your clock to faith instead of fear.
Until next week, I'm Dr. Joey Fawcett.
And I'm Jane Cresswell.
Coaching you to work faith positive.
And increase your faith.
With greater joy at work.
So you love God and others more.
Even in a negative world.